I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, I'm very excited to have Phil Spina, bassist with Texas King, on the phone. Phil, how's it going?
Going great. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are so excited to see you this Thursday at the Stratford Rotary Complex with Texas King and Small Town Strip Club, New Nerve, and Sally Miles. This is going to be a great show.
Yeah, we can't wait. We've actually, strangely enough, we've been a band for a while, you know, out of the London area. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever played Stratford. You know, we've played lots of the smaller markets surrounding London. You know, we played Grand Bend and Tillsonburg and stuff, all those little towns within a short drive from London. But I don't think we've ever actually played in Stratford, so we're looking forward to finally getting there.
Yeah, that's funny. My first question, I was going to ask you if you've ever played in Stratford before. So we are so excited to welcome you. Do you want to do any touristy stuff while you're here?
I'm sure we'll take it. I hope it's a nice day that day. I'm sure we'll take it in and go, you know, walk down by the river downtown. I've actually spent quite a bit of time in Stratford growing up. Before there was a Long & McQuaid music store in London, I used to always go to the one in Stratford because kind of the closest one to us. So if I ever needed to get to a Long & McQuaid, I would always go to Stratford. So I'm pretty familiar with it. I'm sure we'll hang out and have a great time. It's such a beautiful, cute downtown area.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely recommend, you know, going to one of the restaurants. Our downtown has so much to offer, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You were formed in London at Fanshawe's Music Industry Arts Program, which is really neat. And as a band formed in a college class, did you guys ever expect that you were going to make it to the level where you are now?
You know, it's funny. I think we had a bit of a different perspective, obviously forming within a program that was music-based, like music industry-based as well. Mm-hmm. To clarify, yeah, it wasn't like music performance. It was, you know, it's a lot about the recording arts. For people that don't know, music industry arts, it's like a lot of the recording arts, as well as a little bit of like music business and like that side of things.
Yeah.
So we had an interesting perspective. When we formed, really was, I guess, in our final year of that program, and we started just playing weekends because we had class Monday to Friday. So we do little run of shows, 2-3 shows in a weekend, and make it back in time for class on Monday, just around, you know, basically up to 401. And our ambition always was to tour and put out music and get outside of Ontario or get outside of just the 401 strip there. So I'd say we were hopeful, if I guess to answer your question, we were hopeful that we would get to a level where we're touring on a greater scale. But obviously, you never know. Starting a band is one of the most uncertain things you could probably possibly do.
Right.
So we were hopeful, and we just started doing it in baby steps. And when we graduated that year, then all of a sudden our schedules opened up a bunch because we didn't have school full time. So we were able to actually go on a 1-week, 2-week, 3-week tour, and expand a little bit. And honestly, it's just grown from there and compounded. You know, you start getting outside of Ontario, then you start going fully across Canada, and then we started going down to the U.S. So, you blink, and before you know it, 10 years has gone by, and we've been able to go to a lot of places, which is cool, very cool. But we also love, you know, any time we get to play close to home, the shows are always special because there's always people that we know or that have been coming to shows for a long time.
Right.
When we play London or the area. So it's always, even though it's cool to play places far from home for certain reasons, it's also really nice to play a show that's so close to our home.
Yeah, there's nothing like a hometown show, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I know you guys aren't from Stratford, but we will treat you like you are from here. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I know. The smaller towns always have the greatest hospitality. That is true.
Yeah, for sure. The Rotary Complex is a fabulous venue. You know, Spotty Dog Productions do an amazing job. So I'm excited to see you guys on the stage. So let's talk a little bit about Ultraviolet, your newest album. It just came out in February. Is there anything in particular that inspired the album?
I think, you know, Jordan, who our Jordan. I think a lot of the songs have a similar theme on Ultraviolet. So what I think just inspired that is just his own personal journey and struggles of trying to turn your life around. If you're someone who's struggled with whatever it might be, something that's in your life that is not doing you any good and that is maybe not healthy, and coming to that realization and trying to make a change, as difficult as it must be. So I think a lot of the songs on it were inspired about his own journey with that, and each song speaks about different emotions. Sometimes it's struggling with the internal, a lot of it's internal dialogue. I'd say is a big theme on the record, and like the moments leading up to realizing you need to make a change, and the all the struggles, I guess, that go on in your head about that. So I'd say that was a big influence in terms of like the theme and like lyrics on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And then musically, you know, it's just sort of what inspired it was just every time we go into the studio, we're trying to further refine what I guess our ideal vision of the sound of our band. So our show is typically pretty high energy, catchy sort of rock music, and so when we go into the studio, we're always just trying to get more, distill that more and more down to the essence. And so a lot of that meant recording the songs relatively live off the floor, like drums, bass, guitar was all done to get playing together in a room.
Oh, yeah.
Overdubs were relatively minimal, generally speaking. A lot of like the basis of the record was done with three guys in a room, just trying to capture that intensity and energy that happens naturally live.
Mm-hmm.
You want to capture that on a record, which can be hard to do because recording studios, you know, obviously you walk into this beautiful state-of-the-art facility, but it's also easy to lose some of the magic that happens live.
Right.
When you put everything under a microscope, you do run the risk of sterilizing it, right?
Right, yeah. And I did read somewhere, actually, that you guys are best experienced live in person.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we like to... We say that because that's what people always say.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a pitfall maybe of some earlier records was what I was saying. We go in and you end up trying to make the album too perfect,
mm-hmm.
or you know, when you're in a studio, you can play things a million times until you get it just right, and then sometimes when you listen back, or when fans who are used to experiencing us at a live show, it's just like, oh, you know, you realize that you've lost a little bit of the magic that happens, and the spontaneity that happens live on stage in front of real people. And so for the last bunch of years, anytime we go into the studio, that's definitely something we're cognizant of. And I think it's affected the way we approach, like, actually how we approach recording, the setup of us, playing all together as opposed to overdubbing things and whatnot.
No, that's I really appreciate that as a music lover, right?
Yeah.
I think the authenticity is just, that's great. And I want to know, do you have a favorite song on the album if you had to pick?
You know, I've been asked that before, and it's really hard to choose. I like different, there's a few songs I have that are favorites for different reasons. I'd say I really enjoyed the song Try, the way that came about, and that is one that we all felt pretty good about as we were recording it, and I think that turned out to be one of the stronger ones on the record.
Mm-hmm.
I also really enjoy the song 100 Degrees. I think that even though that one didn't end up being a single or anything, it is, in my opinion, I think one of the better written songs on the album. I just think that one, I was really happy with the way that one turned out.
Well, that's marvelous.
Hard question. I could probably say something about each track, so it's hard to only pick a couple.
Yeah, for sure. From a bassist's perspective, do you have a favorite bass line on the album?
Yeah, probably. again, probably Try. Maybe that's why I'm partial to being one of my favorites. It's the most fun to play. It was a song that had that bass part kicking around for a few days. days, I had kind of come up with it. And then sometimes what happens, you know, some of our songs get written in there's a kind of a couple of different ways, but one of them is we just get in a room together and share ideas and jam. And, mm-hmm. you know, usually within 10, 15 minutes, we have a pretty good bones of a blueprint for a new song idea that Jordan will then take and go home and write lyrics to and stuff. Yeah. And that was kind of the case there. Like I had that bass part. I'd written it a couple days before we were getting together. And when we were putting together songs for this record, I think I just started playing it, or I showed it to Jordan, and I just sort of played the bass part, and I think he was just like, "Oh, like what's that?" I was like, "Yeah, just messing around with this part the other day." Like, and he sort of gravitated to it and started singing over it, and then we sort of put our heads together, and without too much time, the structure of that song was put together. So
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always blows my mind how musical minds work together, right?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes Jordan will come with a song pretty much fleshed out, like on an acoustic guitar. Like, hey, here's like a chorus idea and the verses are like this. And that's one way the songs come about, which is sweet. And sometimes, like I said, we're just, yeah, like musical minds together in a room and mm-hmm. someone plays something that inspires your bandmate. And yeah, 10 minutes later, you gotta take a voice note on your phone so you don't forget it, and that idea doesn't get lost. You know.
Yeah, no, it's a magical process, really.
Yeah.
Well, we are so excited to have you guys here on Thursday in Stratford. Again, that's at the Rotary Complex Thursday evening with Small Town Strip Club, some of our local faves, Sally Miles, and New Nerve as well. So is there anything that you guys want to say to the audience in Stratford before we get to see you in person?
Just that we're very excited to finally get to come play in Stratford proper. And, yeah, we hope you come out. We've played the Small Town Strip Club before. They're great guys. I think it should be a good show. You'll be in for a real treat. So, yeah, please come out, and we hope to see you there, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Phil, thank you so much for taking the time, and we will see you on Thursday night.
Great. Thank you for having me. Can't wait.